Let me talk to you about Big Ben. No, not that one. This one.
Ben Ainslie wins his fourth Olympic gold. He is the greatest sailing Olympian in the history of the Games. The Battle of the Bay between Ben Ainslie and the Great Dane is over. And for the first time here at London 2012, the moment that Ben Ainslie was in a gold medal position at the end of the race was right now.
For years, Ben Ainslie has ruled the waves after learning his craft in Cornwall. At the 1996 Olympic Games in Atlanta, Ainslie won silver in the laser class. But since then, the only colour around his neck has been gold. A laser triumph at the Sydney 2000 Games, followed by three golds in the fin class.
I think certainly Sydney in 2000 to win my first gold medal against such an incredible competitor as Robert Scheidt was an amazing moment. And I think really it was a huge moment for me personally. It gave me the confidence that I could win at that level, and you know, thankfully set me off on a chain of gold medals thereafter. So that was a big moment in my career.
This summer's Olympic triumph in Weymouth turned a post box in Cornwall gold. The Victorian box outside the Pandora Inn was painted in recognition of his glory. So why is he saying goodnight to the Olympic dream?
Well, two main reasons. Firstly, to do with the classes for 2016, the type of boats that they'll use for the next Olympics. And really, that doesn't fit in with what I was hoping might happen in those classes. And secondly, and probably most importantly, is the America's Cup. And we've started this new team with JP Morgan, BAR, the goal being to build that into an America's Cup team for the America's Cup after 2013. And that really is going to require 100% focus, not only of myself, but for the rest of the team, to pull that together and make it happen. And, you know, it's a tough decision, but ultimately it's the right thing, it's the right move, and I'm really excited about the future with the America's Cup.
So, another challenge on the sailing horizon for Ben Ainslie, as he drifts slowly and triumphantly into the Olympic sunset.